of the Nen Valley had gathered together to welcome the national president of Rotary here to the county. And I managed to catch up with David Liddett to have a little bit of a natter about his hope for the presidential year. And we'll be finding out more about that after Eddie Cochrane. It's back with a little bit more BBC Radio Northampton action at 11:30. Just before, of course, I get inundated under a pile of pineapples and bananas. It's that time of the week again. Morris Perkins with all the fruit and veg bargains a little bit later on through the course of the morning. And Tony Brickell is out and about for us, heading off to a local primary school to find out about a very special fundraising effort they've got happening tomorrow. And it's all... doesn't it come to something when kids have to earn their own money to get their toilets in a decent state? Boughton Primary School with a fundraising concert to repair their toilet block. Oh dear, oh dear. Antonio Brickell flushed with success for us just after 11 o'clock this morning. Hey, listen, thanks for all the calls that came in for Bruce's film quiz this morning. I saw the lights all flashing up and we had a bit of a mixed bag in terms of response to this one. Which film, from which film do these words come? Don't move or the bunny gets it. And I have to be fair, I went with so many of you in thinking that it was Roger Rabbit. It had to be, didn't it? No, it was not Roger Rabbit. The film that we were after is called Con Air. And I'm amazed that anybody got that right. Congratulations to David in Hardingstone, who gets our tickets this morning. Congratulations, David. Off to see a film of your choice at a UGC cinema. Don't move or the bunny gets it, not from Roger Rabbit, but from Con Air. That's what we're looking for. Bruce will be back with his film review next Friday, of course, with Bernie Keith. He's back on Monday. So, give me a room full of charming men, a delicious meal, and a nice bottle of wine, and I'm one happy lady. And that, in fact, was the treat that I did enjoy yesterday evening in the company of the Nen Valley Rotary Club. So how did I, a lady indeed, wangle an invite to their meeting? Well, I had to sing for my supper, in a sense, because I was chatting with their special guest speaker for the evening, none other than Rotary's national president for the year, David Liddett. Well, I caught up with him just before the meeting began to find out how it was that he had become a Rotarian.
Very simply, because I was asked. Yes, I was actually asked.
Did you know much about the group?
I knew something about it, yes. Not a lot, but I recognised what they were doing and what they were about, and a new club was being formed in Clifton in Bristol.
What skills did you bring to Rotary then? Because clearly they thought you could help them, did they?
Well, I don't know if they did at that stage, I must confess. And some might question whether I have them even now.
Oh, no, come on.
But over 33 years, obviously, I have developed a knowledge of Rotary. I have been involved in many, many aspects of its programmes and activities, both locally, nationally and internationally. And so I find myself today president of Rotary in Great Britain and Ireland.
Can you believe it?
Some days, yes. Other days, no.
Because it's a lot of hard work. I've just been chatting with your wife, and you're here, there and everywhere, aren't you?
That is very true, yes. I don't know if she told you, but, you know, at home we are judged by how many days we have to book the dog minder.
And how many is it this year?
Well, 300 out of 365.
Right. Has the dog remembered you?
Yes.
Really?
Well, so far when we've gone back, yes, the dog appears to remember us, yes.
Still wags its tail.
Still wags its tail, very much so, yes, sure. And takes me to the garden to throw the ball, yes. Everything quite normal and quite natural. You may be the president of Rotary International in Great Britain and Ireland, but the dog still wants the ball thrown down the garden.
You're still good old dad to them, aren't you?
Absolutely right, yes.
Tell me about what your duties are then as president, David, because it seems like an awfully big job.
Well, yes. I mean, if I were to talk of duties in the what you might call the normal sense, then I'm responsible for every activity in these islands, really. And I could spend my time at our headquarters dealing with the administration of Rotary in these islands. But I actually see the job as different to that. I'm a Rotarian like everyone else, and for 12 months I cover the geographical area of Great Britain and Ireland, and I'm looking to be out amongst the clubs in the districts and looking and seeing and supporting them in everything they're doing.
So here we are in Northampton, which must have been one of the earliest on your list, since you only started in July.
That's right, July the 1st, that's right. This is in fact my fifth district visit so far. As you say, early days, mm-hmm. 5 out of 29.
So we've got to set you a good trend.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Oh, and you have.
Good.
Oh, yes, no problems at all. We've had a very interesting day today and this evening and tomorrow, and on we go, as they say.
Would you expect Rotary to be similar in all of those districts, David? Because I guess the ethic, wherever you are, either in this country or in the world, is the same for Rotary, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that is very true. The ethic, as you say, will be the same. As you know, our motto is service above self, and therefore you look to see and do see, wherever you are in the world, Rotary in action, serving others.
I've been to India, and I have driven through the mountains in India and actually seen an advert for a Rotary Club. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can very easily.
Incredible, isn't it?
It is. Because, of course, in certain parts of the world, and notably India, then they're not slow to advertise Rotary and what Rotary does and what we're doing. And so you do see, as you say, these signs showing Rotary. Yeah. You don't see them here.
No. We should blow trumpets a bit more, shouldn't we?
We should indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Absolutely right. That is very much my basis this year. We should promote Rotary. Not for ourselves, but to identify what we do. And I'm quite sure then that people would be informed and we would attract more members, very simply. Yeah. Our ethos is very, very simple. Service above self. There is more to be done for others than for yourself.
Okay. So how do we see that practically, David? What kind of things does Rotary achieve here in this country?
Well, my goodness, that's a good question, isn't it? The whole of the country. But let's just start. Where have I been this morning? I've been to Rutland Water. I've been to see what we know as sailability. And there, as a result of Rotary Club support, not just financial support, but volunteers there working, we are assisting in disabled persons sailing. And to see the release from the wheelchair, as I have today, as they get into these craft, and totally incapacitated people sail away, freed from the imprisonment of that wheelchair, is an incredible sight. Elsewhere, you will find Rotary Clubs doing all forms of community service in all shapes and styles, precisely like sailability this morning.
Yeah. Are you missing a bit of that sort of club activity? Because here you are, and it's lovely to see you with all your badges, you know, and national president for 2000 to 2001, which was, you know, great pride. But in a sense, are you getting away from the job that you loved in Rotary, which is helping others?
Well, again, hopefully not, though I must confess it's not so easy to be involved because you're on the move so much.
Sure.
And in 11 months' time or 10 and a half months' time, I should be very, very happy to be back amongst my fellow members at Clifton Bristol and being a part of whatever they happen to be doing next year to support the local needs there, because that's what everyone does.
Sure. What do you love about being a Rotarian, David?
Oh,
not the glory of all this,
oh,
is it?
Oh, not the glory, not at all.
No,
I'm a Rotarian carrying out a certain position this year. And every Rotarian, every one of the 60,000 Rotarians in these islands is carrying out a position this year. So what you love in the first instance is the sheer exuberance of the friendship. There is nothing to compare with it. And then out of that friendship, and against the reality that we are there for the benefit of others, simply enjoying serving others. I mean, when you see Rotarians involved, let's take, for example, Kids Out. The second Wednesday in June every year now, throughout these islands, Rotarians take disabled, mentally handicapped children on a day out. It's a big national event for Rotary. And when you go to any of these, surprise, surprise, the Rotarians enjoy it as much as the children.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins, yes. Everybody wins. Because, of course, everything we raise financially goes to whatever charity we are supporting. There's no deductions. It is a clear benefit for everybody who participates.
Mm. Where do you stand on women Rotarians, David?
Alongside them.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice to hear, because I was a little bit worried that you didn't particularly want me to be at your meal tonight.
Oh, good heavens above, whoever suggested that?
Ah, but there are some clubs here locally who don't want the women with them.
Oh, well, I'm bringing the gospel.
You know,
yes, the message is loud and clear. This is the 21st century. We are in a society of equality, and Rotary operates in that society, not in one that may have existed 30 years ago.
Sure. I think I can hear your wife saying hear, hear to that one as well. Where do we stand on polio? Because I know Rotary's great aim as well, David, was to eradicate polio. Are you coming close to that?
We're coming close to it. As you say, our biggest international project is Polio Plus, the eradication of polio. And we've made tremendous strides, of course. We're down from 135 countries where polio was endemic to less than 20. But as always, the last few steps are the hardest, aren't they? We've just had the great news that in countries in Central Africa, the governments have agreed to cease hostilities so that we can immunise up to 15 million children there. And it is these last most difficult parts of the world that are going to be the big test. But we are on target. We are, with everyone's help, going to immunise the children of the world by the end of this year. Then we have to breathe in and wait 3 years, of course, for the eradication certificate from the World Health Organization. There's only ever been one eradication certificate ever issued, and that was for smallpox.
Right.
So the target is immense. Mm. But if we achieve it, and we're determined to achieve it, then in 3 years' time, which is 2005, Rotary Centenary, we would like to welcome with great delight the news that we have a certificate of eradication for polio.
That would be perfect time if your 100th birthday, wouldn't
it? Will indeed, yes. Yeah. We set out with that target. Mm. That was the timescale that became a part. I would just possibly say to you that we never ever actually set out to eradicate polio in the first place. We set out to provide the vaccine to enable the World Health Organization to carry out its eradication program. It became our target because, quite simply, and this is an excellent example of Rotary in action, in the third world countries where the polio had to be administered, if the mothers don't bring their children, you can't administer the vaccine, surprise, surprise. And what Rotary was able to do, which the World Health Organization and UNICEF and UNESCO could not, was to act locally, speak to the mothers in their own language, our local members, and get them to bring their children to these, what has become, National Immunization Days. They were of their culture and of their language. And that was an aspect we didn't originally appreciate.
Mm.
It is what it's become, and has become the most tremendous initiative to eradicate one of the world's diseases, which, well, we're nearly there.
We're nearly there, getting ever closer. Hey, wouldn't it be wonderful to be world president in the year 2005? Is that a dream, David?
On the basis it never becomes a reality, yes, it's a dream.
That's not your next step at Rotary,
Oh, most certainly not. No,
quite
no.
Happy as you are now.
I'm very happy as I am now. And as I said earlier, next year, next July the 1st, when my successor takes over, I'll be very happy to go along to the Clifton Bristol Rotary Club, which I'm a member, and sit with my fellow members once again and perform and assist them in whatever we're going to do next year locally in my own community.
Well, that's wonderful. Meantime, enjoy your visits to our district and particularly to Northampton, David.
Well, thank you.
And the rest of your presidential year, you know, long may you have success. And have you got an expandable buttons on your waistlines, David? Because at this rate, well, after tonight, we're all going to be a couple of inches wider, and you've got it all year.
All year, yes. But, I mean, after 6 weeks, I'm not doing too badly, you know. I mean, it is fair to say, as you can see from this blazer, I did buy one which is somewhat larger than it needs to be at the moment.
You can grow into it, then,
I'm growing into it, that's right. Just like the position, I'm growing into it.
Well, that's lovely. David Liddett, pleasure to meet you, and best wishes as President of Rotary for Great Britain and Ireland for this year.
And you, thank you so very much. Thank you.
And I think a gentleman that truly represents what Rotary is all about, service above self is their motto, and David Liddett giving over his year to be the Rotary's national president, visiting Northampton as part of our district. There are 29 of those across the country, and David's taken them off his list as he goes around promoting that great charity, which I think I'm right in saying is the largest charitable service organisation in the world. There are clubs all across Northamptonshire. They're always looking for new members, more importantly, to support the work of Rotary here in this country and beyond. So if you want to find out more details, websites you can access, you can get in touch with your local library, etc. It's a, you know, it's sufficiently well enough known group, isn't it, to know where to look. David Liddett visiting our district, and I had the great pleasure of being part of the meeting last night to hear him talk to Rotarians here in the county. 7 minutes to 11, Anna Murby here with you on BBC.